This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. With the U.S. presidential election less than 3 weeks away, Republican incumbent Donald Trump and Democratic rival Joe Biden went at it from a distance in dueling town halls. AP correspondent Mike Gracia has more.
It was an unconventional night in presidential politics.
I'm president. I have to see people.
The words of a president matter.
President Donald Trump and Democratic challenger Joe Biden were at separate nationally broadcast town halls simultaneously. The president was in Miami on NBC.
They've done a great job. We had the strongest economy in the world. We closed it up. We are coming around the corner. The vaccines are coming out soon.
Biden was in Philadelphia on ABC.
In politics, grudges don't work. They're not. They make no sense. I really mean it.
The dueling town halls came about after Trump contracted COVID-19 and balked at a change to a virtual format for the debate that was scheduled Thursday night. Mike Gracia, Washington.
While there's been an ongoing back and forth between the United States and China, the U.S.'s northern neighbor is also experiencing rising tensions with China. The Chinese ambassador to Canada warned the Trudeau government Thursday not to grant asylum to Hong Kong residents fleeing a widely criticized national security law imposed by Beijing. The ambassador branded pro-democracy protests in Hong Kong as violent criminals and said if Canada grants them asylum, that amounts to interference in China's internal affairs. Protests against the Hong Kong and mainland Chinese government swelled last year. Thai police are stepping up measures to stop a mass pro-democracy rally called for Friday in the center of Bangkok. They've set up roadblocks with barriers and razor wires to block access to the busy road junction that was the location Thursday for thousands of protesters to gather to press their demands.